everybody.
Hey, everybody.
I just said that.
Hey, Phil.
Hey, Brian.
I'm a Spy versus Spy podcast. What are you?
I don't even fucking know anymore, dude.
What?
No, I guess I am too, yeah.
How many hands am I holding up?
Fuck. I don't know. My brain is full of blood, I figured, today. It feels more air or blood than blood air. I thought if I poked a tack in the side of my head and squoze, I would feel a little better. But as of right now, nope.
You had to increase the bloodletting.
Shit, man. So, yeah. You know, I... Basically?
Yeah.
I stayed up forever, right?
Yeah.
And then I bought these caffeine tablets.
Uh-oh.
And I just mowed them, dude. I had like 40 of them. And each one's equivalent to like 16 cups of coffee. And then I had some coffee.
And then your bladder exploded.
Yeah. Then I fucking... function. Then I function.
Yeah?
Check out my function truncheon. No, when I got to sleep, and they let me take a nap, and I took a nap, I slept, but I was all caffeinated out. For some reason, I was, like, sucking on my tongue really hard, and I fucking bit through the end of my tongue. Like, there's this little notch in my tongue now. It hurts.
That's gross, dude.
And I got, yeah.
Shouldn't do that.
No, I know. No, obviously, yeah.
So the reason that you haven't gotten any sleep is because you're recording a second album, right?
No. No, I don't know. That seemed like that went over pretty good, though. It definitely went over better with the comic folks than it did with the Songfight folks.
Oh, they didn't like it?
Well, they liked it all right, but...
Views were mediocre, as usual. Yeah, this is pretty good, but you'd be better if you didn't use so much compression.
Well, kind of, yeah. One guy complained about what's up with all the lower mids, and I'm like, that's the good part of a guitar sound. But some guy said that he wished I sounded a little more like Supergrass and a little less like a band that wasn't as good as Supergrass.
Oh, well, I'll keep that in mind for next time I want to copy somebody else's work.
Yep. But, yeah, people seem to like it. I was listening to it. I saw one day he put in his live journal.
Yeah.
Listening to thing. And Phil McAndrew was listening to it one time.
That's true.
And Steve, is it Burrell? Burrell?
Oh, I wouldn't know.
Pirate Burrell Hobius? What was his name? Burrell Hobius was Dillinger's wife's name.
Burrell Ives, I think it was.
Burrell. Yeah.
Burrell.
Burrell.
Yeah.
You know who Burrell Ives is to me?
Nope.
Voice of Frosty the Snowman.
Yes. That's who he is to me, too. Yeah. I don't really know too much more than that.
I know he had an elaborate career previous.
Is his full name Burlington?
Burlington Coat Factory, right?
I was about to ask if he was a coat factory. What the fuck is the Burlington Coat Factory? Why do I even know what that is?
Oh, they get coats, I guess.
Where is that?
I think there's one here.
Is it a chain?
Probably.
We don't have them in Canada. I guess it's...
Well, then how do you know? That's weird.
Well, that's... I know. Television, I guess.
You're haunted.
Yep.
Haunted by coats. Revved up like a deuce.
Yes, indeed.
So, what are you up to? How's it going?
Oh, God. Pretty good.
I heard you went to the dentist recently.
Yeah, I did. I had 9 cavities, dude.
And a rotten tooth.
I had them all spackled.
Yeah.
I did. And then I got accused of being American.
Woo.
No, I don't know. That wasn't me. That was you.
Hirsch. That's Hirsch.
You went to the Dennis the Menace.
Yeah. I'm paying patronage to my tributional Canadian compadres on my sketchbook now.
On the what?
In this big dumpster at Dumpster Hogan by my work. Someone threw away some stickers. And they're like these passport stickers of all these different nations of the nations, you know?
Stickers?
Yeah. Decals, decals, and decals, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
And Yeah, one of them is Canada. So I got Canada on my sketchbook. It's just, you know, it's, they got this logo. It looks kind of like an explosion, kind of mostly going up.
You know? Right. Mm-hmm.
With like a little stick at the bottom or something.
And a beaver?
No, it's just, yeah, it's a maple leaf in a white circle. It's a red leaf, white circle, and then Canada underneath.
Canada is neat.
It doesn't say it's neat, but I think it's implied by having the sticker.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess. How come you put it on your sketchbook, but you didn't put it in your sticker book?
I don't currently have a sticker book with ample blank space for okay. any additional sticker.
Maybe your wife has one. Girls always have sticker books. Come on.
You know, I know she did. She had a pretty awesome sticker book collection. She'd been known to rant on that. I think she maybe even mentioned that on the Hellcast. Maybe she did. I don't know.
Yeah. I think you're right, actually. Remember? It was so long ago.
That was a long time ago.
She should be on the show again one day. I would suggest now, but obviously,
I don't know.
Obviously, that's a bad idea.
Why?
Well, because we can't be on at the same time.
Why?
Well, what would happen? What would people say?
I don't know.
Hello.
So, I was thinking.
Hello?
Hello.
Do you guys have a body shop down there?
What?
America?
Heather.
Yes, what?
Would you just briefly describe your sticker collection?
When I was like in second grade, that one. Yep. One of my current sticker collection.
No, the old one.
Oh, Scratch and Sniff, puffy stickers, ET, lots of ET stickers.
Do you get it? Do you have any oily ones? You know the oily.
Oily.
Ones? The oily.
I know what you're talking about, and I probably might have had one or two, like
those
the blue kind
fucking,
of.
Yeah, and it was sort of like it was a little oil slick in there, and like you thumbed on it, and it kind of like.
Yeah, moved around like.
Those are fucking like, tight.
Yeah, I think I may have had a couple of those, but it was mostly about the puffy Garfield stickers and
Smurfs,
Scratch and Sniff, and.
Scratch and Smurf.
Scratch and Smurf.
That's what kind of stickers they had.
I had some, like, big kind of window stickers, but they were in my sticker book that kind of looked like stained glass, butterflies, unicorns, all that.
What total number of stickers you estimate you had there?
Oh, I probably had, like, 500. I had a couple sticker books, yeah.
And if you had all of those stickers now unstuck, what do you think the
unstuck?
Yeah, what do you think the market value of those stickers pre-stuck would be currently?
Probably pretty low. I don't know. I don't think there's big market for 80s.
Oh, no, are you kidding me? If you took your actual sticker book and you put that on eBay and you just posted like, oh, I got a few of these and some screens, you mm-hmm. would probably be able to get some money for it.
You think? Yeah. My parents, like, gave me my old sticker book. I think I have it in a box.
I think I have this collective sticker books of my older brother and my older sister and myself from when we were kids. I think I still have them all in my closet.
Sell that shit.
And, no, I think I will. No, because what I remember fondly was a set of G.I. Joe stickers from the original set of guys, like the Zap and Grunt and you know those guys? All you guys do is talk about G.I. Joe over there. I didn't know you do.
That's right.
You found us out. That's like our big conversation topic every night. Like,
you don't want to waste it. You don't want to waste it on me because otherwise you'll have nothing to talk about later.
Our wedding vows was actually just the opening.
Do you swear to defend America over land and sea and air?
Yeah, I think I do have my sticker books, though. I should find them.
Yeah, I'll check them
out.
Are
stickers a thing anymore? Do kids care about stickers still? Do the kids care about the stickers anymore?
I used to, like, go to the mall, you know, like, the mall, the Valley Girl Mall, the Sherman
Oaks
Galleria. No, the Sherman Oaks Galleria.
In California?
In California. No, well, yeah, in California. The one that the Valley Girl...
Okay.
You know, anyway, and they had this awesome sticker store, and that was, like, my first trip, or my first place that I would go in that mall was to go get stickers.
Did you guys get Oh, sorry, I don't want to interrupt.
I think that's that's a sign that perhaps the kids don't care about stickers as much as they once did, because I haven't seen an exclusively a sticker store.
What I want to know is, do Archie Comics still have the mail-away order forms for the pineapple stickers? Remember the Pineapple Club? Do you guys have that?
No.
Oh, maybe that was a Canada-only thing.
Is it a sticker subscription club?
Well, no, it was just...
belong to a sticker book type club, though. Through school, like the book, you know, the bookmobile would come by or whatever, and you could order books or,
Bookman would come out and use his bookmark on you.
Well, I used to have a sticker collection through that, too. Yeah, it was pretty rad.
So, for instance, you're like a school teacher in elementary school, and someone does a good job and you give them a sticker, is a kid going to be like, oh, what's that for? What am I going to do with that? Can't put that on my skateboard. Is he going to say that, or?
In fifth grade,
you're the guest. Go
ahead. I got used to this whole talking over each other thing. But in fifth grade, when we had a substitute teacher.
Are you guys both really polite when you guys don't talk over each other in real life?
No, we don't.
Oh, man.
We had a substitute teacher, and we broke into our regular teacher's desk and stole a bunch of Scratch and Sniff stickers. It's pretty rad. The Scratch and Sniff. What?
Do you remember the ones that smelled like skunk?
Well, she had a bunch that smelled like Band-Aids, like, you know, and grass, like,
They were Band-Aids, Heather.
No, they weren't. They were chewy stickers that looked... Shut up. They smelled like Band-Aids.
And they were kind of puffy in one part, like those puffy...
In the middle, for some reason, I don't know why.
Did I say puffy? I meant pussy.
Oh,
God.
These Band-Aid stickers.
Yes.
Are you done with me? Are you done? Are you going to say you think about it or what? I'm going back.
I wanted to just mention that I bought stickers from Spencer's lately. Previous.
From what?
What? What did you say?
I bought Spencer some stickers.
Oh, okay.
And
Spencer's gifts.
He is... But I think stickers have become devalued because I got 700 stickers for a dollar.
And they just buy them off one of those rolls?
It's a whole book of all different kinds. It's for teachers. Like, I found out where teachers get them.
Store. Really?
The store.
And they get them at the store.
The teacher.
Yeah, the grocery store.
Do they have one of those sort of like pointer sister sticks with the chalk that you put on the end of it so you can like write from halfway across the room?
I took one of those from my teacher once, too.
So? Or like...
Oh, yeah.
The chalk...
We raided her desk.
The chalk compass?
The chalk compass is cool, but I liked the chalk...
staff drawing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was awesome.
The five staff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was great.
See, I used to want to be a teacher, so I used to raid my teacher's desk when they were gone.
It turns out you just wanted to be a kleptomaniac.
Yeah, totally. Totally. But, I kind of worked out to be a teacher a little bit.
That's true. You're in the education field.
And I'm a trainer, so.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Well, how about that? How about that?
And I didn't even have to go to school for it.
All that stealing paid off.
That's right. Anyway, are you guys done?
Yeah. A round of applause for Heather, everybody. Yes.
Hey.
Thanks.
All right.
Hey, how come, Phil, when you called me before, it said unknown, but this time it had, like, this fancy phone number?
Because now it knows me.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
All right. Well, that answers my question.
Did you finish your Chex Mix?
Of course.
Okay.
At the bottom of it, there were these cool little chocolate pieces that had all settled to the bottom, so you didn't get any, but I did, and they were really good.
It said right on the bag, too, like, contents will settle. Shake it up before you open it.
And I didn't shake it, so they were all at the bottom.
Would you mind telling Brian what you ate?
It was called Turtle Chex Mix, and it had caramel covered Chex and chocolate.
Did it have any caramel in it?
It had no. It just had caramel. No, just
oh
caramel.
Shit!
Caramel and popcorn.
Did it have any caramel?
No.
California.
It didn't have any caramello either.
No. Toffee.
It was really good.
We got the toffee. In Canada, Canadians know what toffee is. In the States, it's called toffee with an A-Y. Oh,
yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, it's spelled different.
Dumb.
It's spelled different even? It's not
you know what?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
Huh.
Did the Chex Mix have any of those little greasy Orbitz globules in them?
No, yuck. Do you still have that Orbis bottle thing?
Yeah. No. You have it still?
Yes.
You know what? I think this is my theory. I think those are what was inside those oily stickers.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I do remember those oily stickers now. You know, I think I may have had some.
Those were.
I'll have to find my sticker book.
Yeah, do it. Post pictures. We'll put it up on the website.
Yep.
Cool.
On the internets.
Oh, yeah. That thing.
Okay.
All right. Well,
thanks for coming by.
I'm upstairs and you're downstairs, so let's just, you know, blow the illusion right now.
I'm across stairs.
Yeah, what studios is the couch?
Backache studios.
Oh, yeah. All right. We'll get well soon, dear.
Yeah. We'll see. I'll take a couple more Vicodin. Yeah.
All right.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Bye. See ya.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
Hey, guests. You should do that more often. What do you think?
I agree. I like that.
So back to cartoons and G.I. Joe and fucking...
You know, I would have done that sooner, but you have to have someone in your contact list to add them to a conference call.
Oh, no way. Really?
Yeah, so that's when I hung up on you before. That's what I was doing, was adding her into my contact list.
Well, shit.
Yeah.
Maybe you should phone Tom.
Is he awake?
Oh, yeah, totally. Those guys were... Yeah, John Campbell's over there, too. Phone him up.
He's not on the thing.
On what thing?
The thing.
Oh, can you call a cell phone?
I don't have his number handy.
Oh, fuck.
It's his loss. Tom McHenry?
Yeah.
Yeah, his loss.
I know.
Man, it turns out Heather's the real magic of this show.
Jesus, Phil, what are you doing over there?
Fucking... You really paid attention. How did you... You know, that belch actually... That sounded familiar, Brian.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Is that a fact? Sample. That was a sample.
Please divulge how you produced such a familiar belchridge.
I learned it from John DiMaggio.
I learned it from watching you.
Dude. Venture Brothers?
Oh, right, yeah.
Venture Brothers tomorrow.
Yep. I'm pretending to be excited about Venture Brothers.
You don't like Venture Brothers?
I do, but there's something I like so much more.
Metal Calypso?
Yep.
That's that new cartoon program that just came out. Did you guys see it? I did. Phil saw it.
Totally awesome. Oh, I love it.
It's, basically, it's the cartoon that would be made if they went inside Phil's dreams.
Yep.
And mixed it all up with a whisk.
Yep.
And
a wire whisk.
Yeah, that's right. And poured it into a 8x8 baking tin.
Yep.
Covered it with sprinkles and put it into your television.
Yep.
That's what would happen. No, because it's all about metal dudes and coffee and weird accents.
All be about coffee, but
no, they better be. I'm also not watching it anymore. It's all about having mush mouth. And saying weird words.
Dude,
saying fucking food library.
Yeah.
That's your joke, dude.
If one of them dudes say, Nimmy Num.
Yeah.
Or like Nimmy Nat.
Nimmy Nat. Yeah.
Any of that shit, man. I am getting my lure on the phone.
Yeah. Mylar?
My lure.
Lure?
My attorney.
Lure from Futurama?
Lure?
Yeah.
Who's Lure?
Isn't he the big alien dude?
The newscaster?
Not that one. The one from Omicron Persei 9-8, whatever planet. He's the one who looks like Wart from Super Mario 2.
Oh, right.
Isn't he called Lur?
Probably.
And they watched
picture the guy, yeah.
And you know who his voice is.
Who?
Never mind.
Jolt and John DiMaggio?
That's the one.
Yeah.
So, cartoons are good.
Yeah, man.
Metalocalypse. You can't watch it in Canada unless you have the internet.
You guys still don't have the program show, Adult Swim Television Network?
Nah, you can't see that shit here. I think on our... We don't have Cartoon Network. We have Teletoon. Canadian yeah. version, and they're starting to play more of that stuff. I think you can finally see Funger Horse and all that kind of stuff on it. But
Funger Horse,
yeah, yep. They're not going to have Metalocalypse on it. I guarantee that.
Really,
it was a good show. I enjoyed it, and it's 50 minutes long.
Yep,
which is a good length for it because it, as we discussed, it makes you want more.
Yeah, it's pretty gory.
Doesn't wear out its welcome. Yeah. So it's bloody.
And they're going to be showing them. That's my favorite piece of news is that they're going to be showing all 20. There's 20 episodes this season. They're going to be showing them 20 weeks in a row with no.
Wait, that's repeats. Awesome. That's good news.
Yeah.
Unlike fucking Venture Brothers.
Unlike Venture Brothers, I think we have a new one this week, and then I think it skips a week.
Oh my god.
Sucks.
Venture Brothers is my favorite show right now.
Really?
Yeah. It's. I love it.
That's great.
I love it.
I like knowing that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You know what's my least favorite show?
Tom Goes to the Mayor?
Yeah, it totally is, man. I downloaded an episode of that. I couldn't fucking watch it.
Yeah.
It was brutal. I had heard of it, but no one ever talks about it. You know, I'd never heard anyone say, watch the show or anything. But I know that Bob Odenkirk produces it or what have you, and David Cross has been in it before, and... I don't know. It seems like those guys are kind of tight with that scene. I was like,
that other guy was in it too.
Brian Posehn?
No.
He is. Oh.
But Ian Michael Ian, Ian Eichel, Michael, Michael, Michael,
Michael, Michael Schwartz?
Black. Yeah.
Yeah.
Schwartz.
that's his real name. Remember from that one episode?
What? Really?
No, there was one where they had like one of those sort of intermezzo scenes where they're all kind of sitting around out of character and like chatting about whatever.
Right.
And he
which
says,
which is the fakest looking shit.
Yeah. And he was sort of saying how he wanted like everyone to go around and say something personal and about themselves or whatever. And so he was like, for instance, my stage name is Michael Ian Black, but my real name, I changed it from Michael Schwartz because I'm ashamed of being Jewish or something like that.
Wow. Yeah. His real name is Ian Michael Black?
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. It's Jan Michael Vincent, I think.
He's definitely the most talented of all the kids in the hall. I'm surprised that he... I don't know who...
Yeah.
And what the fuck show is he from, anyway?
The State?
I knew that.
He's from Ed.
You know, I really liked their theme song.
The State?
Yeah.
The Hacha! The thing. The...
Whatever they're doing. I remember it was just noisy as hell. I loved it.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Another show that we didn't even fucking... that was not a thing that anyone saw in Canada.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit. We're totally bombing in Canada.
No, I don't know. I don't know. It just... Viva Variety, I think, was on Canada. A little bit. But...
Viva Variety...
Viva Variety. That was the show that came on after The State with some of the people from The State in it.
Never seen that.
Oh, did I don't think it lasted very long. Huh. I think they did it in the style of like some like Eastern European variety show.
Huh.
And they all had funny accents and stuff, but it was a lot of people from The State, and that was the show that they did after The State ended.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I know.
Do you know who likes The State?
Who likes The State?
Tom McHenry.
Really?
Yeah, they were watching that over there, Tom and Sarah and John Cambo.
Do they have the DVD? Is there a DVD?
I don't know.
You know what there should be a DVD of?
Me?
Foster's Imaginary Friends. Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends.
Oh, yeah? You like
that's
that show?
That's a fucking great cartoon. Yeah, I like watching with Spencer there.
Does it have shitty animation?
No,
like
it's really
Tom,
good.
Tom Goes to the Mayor? Tom Goes to the Mayor, can I just say? That's not even animation.
Not at all.
It's nothing. It's
no.
Like, and it's just like, that's that fucking... Photoshop filter that like you know the one
yeah it looks pencil or whatever it's like
yeah they do that over someone's face and then they just talk over it and it's so fucking stupid.
It's not even like frames per second, it's like maybe 12 frames a minute.
It's not even a flip book.
No, there's no way you can flip that slow.
No. So yeah, so that show, if anyone has seen it and thinks that it's worthwhile in any way or like, oh, I saw an episode that's pretty funny, you should let me know so that I cannot just hate it forever, because maybe it does have some redeeming qualities. Maybe the writing's good. Maybe there's some funny jokes. I just can't fucking get past the way it looks.
Well, I was talking to, there's a non-pop,
there's a guy.
There's a guy Jamie DeGaley.
Is he popular?
Yeah, he's, you know,
he's very popular.
Like, he is. He's big.
He's big on the internet.
Yeah. He's big for the internet.
He's like 800 pounds on the internet.
He's big for the internet.
He's bigger than Scott Kurtz on the internet.
Yeah.
Physically.
Right. Emotionally. No. And what?
He's nakeder than Scott Kurtz.
Yeah, he is one of the
Jamie, next mini comic you put out, you have my permission to use that as a quote.
What? Nakeder than Scott Kurtz?
Yeah.
All right.
Jamie doesn't listen to this show.
Doesn't
even know who I am.
I bet Scott Kurtz's exposed skin when wearing like his regular clothes is more skin than Jamie has on his entire body.
It's probably true.
Yeah, I think so.
He has more skin on one of his back boobs than Jamie does on his entire... Never mind.
I bet
I just wanted to say back boob.
More fried chicken inside of his neck rolls than I will consume in 1,000 lifetimes.
Oh my God.
And I like me some fried chicken. No,
right.
Jamie DeGaley. What the fuck was I going to say? Oh yeah, he likes them shitty shows. He likes I think the Tom Goes to the Mer.
Really?
And the what's the other one? Fucking 20 Ounce Mouse and Squidbillies and shit. But I don't think he looks at them. Which is, like Dr. Katz. It's, sandpaper for the eyes. But if you don't look at it, do something, you draw or whatever, then it's not a bad show.
Not too bad. Yeah, I don't know.
Or home movies.
Yeah.
That's
very, very popular. People love that show.
You know, Brendan Small, guy who created home movies?
Yep. Nope. Yes.
Created Metalocalypse.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah.
What other cartoons are good? That's it, huh?
Yeah, that's it. You we just can watch on to live action if you want.
All right. Oh, you know what? I wanted to say was last show. I was talking about that big DJ Food mashup thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually called Raiding the 20th Century. That's the official name of it.
Okay.
We can post a link to it. It's pretty good.
Is it?
I guess. I don't know.
Should I post a link just to my desktop? Is that possible? Can I?
Yeah, why don't you just, maybe we can set up a FTP that just runs off of your computer.
Okay. That sounds good.
Let's create an intranet.
What is that thing where you can, isn't it like, what, training? What do I keep stepping on that keeps going pop? What is that? What keeps doing that?
Corn?
Why does that keep happening? Am I sorry? Do I have a loose cord? Is there something fucking up? As usual? No, isn't there some kind of thing where, what's it called? Like, face-to-face trainums or associated desktop sharing? What's that called?
I have no idea.
Where a couple people can use the same program and, like, fuck, what's it called? Haunted conjoined program.
Like remote?
Remote? Yeah, that's one. Yeah, remote viewing. Black helicopter. No, it's Yuri Geller. Yes, remote assistance. Should I just set that up and, like, anyone who wants to use my computer can?
I think so.
All right. I'll do it. But then they can be on the shoe.
Yes.
The show's on the other foot. That's fucking dumb. Speaking of fucking dumb.
Yeah?
The fucking... The Donna Drew Show has been quoting the Penn Show.
Yeah!
Every show.
Dude, we were fucking all over that back fucking months ago, dude.
I know.
We're all... Now we're all...
But then we're also doing Don and Drew shit, and then somehow they've managed to glom onto each other, and I think it's from listening to us.
I think so.
I think they both secretly listen to us.
Probably.
I think Penn listens to us in the tub.
Oh, God. Monkey Tuesday!
The potato salad tub.
Jesus Christ. I stopped listening to that show a while ago, and then I recently sort of picked it up a little bit.
Which one?
The Penis Gillette show.
Really? I thought you absolutely could not take it.
I couldn't. And then I was like, well, maybe I'll try it out. And I listened to a couple episodes of it, and I was like, I'm good for a year now, I think.
Did you listen to the Lewis Black one?
I did. That one was pretty entertaining, because it was a lot of Lewis Black talking. And not,
yeah, he's cool.
Penn was just a hanger-on in that one.
Yeah. I liked when he, I'm sorry, everyone, if you, no, I'm not sorry. When he said that people introduce him as, you know, the legendary Lewis Black.
Yeah.
Or whatever, and that he's only, you know, that he's only been in the business for a couple of years or whatever. That, like, since he's an older guy, like, people assume that he's got, like, this huge career. But, you know, I like that. Yeah, I like that. Maybe the same thing will happen to me because, you know, I'm getting on in my ears.
In your ears?
Uh-huh.
You're getting it on with in your ears.
I'm getting ore in my rear.
Oh my god, iron ore?
Yeah. Hey, Brian.
Yes.
Do you remember the name of the character that I said that you should have fight Job Goblin?
Yes.
What was his name?
Jerry Minor.
What?
Jerry Minor. It was fucking Miner or something.
Cole Miner.
Yeah, what about it?
I like that joke.
I don't know, dude. It's...
I was pretty tired, though.
All right.
Why, you don't like it?
No, it's great.
Is it dumb?
You know what you should do? Here's what you should do a comic strip about.
Okay.
Yeah, you know?
All right, fine.
When people say that, and it's kind of like, well, I don't know.
Dude.
It's not true.
I thought we were bros. The hell? I'm not just some dude. I'm not like, you should put me in your comic. You know?
Yeah, maybe I will.
You've already done that so many times. It's just it's a fucking litany of shit. All right, let's scrap this one.
Oh, really?
No. No, we barreled along pretty good. We Steven barreled along, Pirate Barrel Hobius, and so on and so on. You got some other jive? What are you doing? You typing?
Yeah, no. Yeah, I got some.
You chatting with somebody?
Oh, I got some. I got.
What are you doing?
Hold on. Can you just hold on a second?
Yeah. You want me to hold down the fort? Should I do a nerd moment? New farm update?
Yeah. How are the chickens doing, Phil?
Chicken.
Oh, gee, we should do a cover of one of their shows, dude.
We totally could.
Verbatim.
Yeah.
You got to do Don, though. You get Don.
That makes sense, I guess, because of the regional dialect.
Because Drew doesn't really have that strong of an accent.
No. Nope.
So you got to do that.
All right. It's on. And Drew. Them dudes stay up late to do their shit.
Really?
Man, yeah, their shows go up at fucking 4:30 in the morning.
No way.
Yeah.
We should be doing that.
What?
We should be...
right. Yeah. They ain't got no jobs, you know. That's their job, dude. Their job.
Huh.
Doing that is their job.
That's fucked, dude. We should find out a way for us to get paid to do that. Actually, I don't know, man, because here's the thing.
Hello?
Hold on a second. Here's the thing, man. Is when that's... When you're... turn down your shit. Caller, can you turn down your radio?
Am I inside the internet? Is it working?
Hey. Oh my god, dude.
Well, I guess we can only ask really sharp questions.
Okay.
You gotta turn down your shit.
You gotta turn down your shit.
Turn down my shit?
Turn it off.
Turn it off.
But then I can't hear you.
It's fine.
It's terrible.
Terrible.
This is bad.
Zwab, 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 zwab.
It's echoing so bad.
Okay, hold on a second.
My God.
Do you have that little... Can I use that on here?
No, you can't.
Shut up. I'm trying to fix this, okay?
No.
Good job, Brian.
Good job, Brian.
I feel like I'm going crazy.
You guys are dicks. Edit that all out. I didn't realize it was going to sound that bad.
Okay, so here's the thing about getting... You get paid to do a podcast. I almost said podcast, but let's say we did. That's kind of like when that's your job, all you have to talk about is your podcast. You got to try real hard to find real life interesting things that people can relate to talk about on your show. You know what I mean?
No, that's not true.
You don't think so at all?
No, you know why?
Journal comic. Eventually, you're just going to do a comic about doing your comic.
No, that's
not
true.
What did I do today? I can't remember.
Yeah, exactly.
But, Brian, we don't talk about work.
Well, we don't.
Oh.
Sometimes you do.
Yeah, that's right. Sometimes we do.
You talk about John Strymner fucking all the time.
John Strymner?
What?
Oh, yeah. Gonna rename
your coworker, John Strymner?
That's true.
Sarah, could you speak up a little bit?
You're closer to the mic.
That's the only way you can.
The connection's a bit funny because she's just upstairs from me.
Oh, right. Of
course. Yeah, this is my wife on the phone now.
Yeah, you know, we had my wife on previously in this
now,
very same
everyone,
episode.
Everyone gets to listen to my wife now.
Okay, so am I too loud or they're too soft?
It's hard to tell, isn't it?
I never know when you guys are being sarcastic.
Hey, if I'm ever ironic, whatever else I said.
Right.
No, yeah, no, you were actually, you were plenty loud then, now it's...
Whoa! Oh, are you guys playing Bus Hero over there on PlayStation? With the bus controller? The bus... I mean, it's just like a big
wheel. I'm sitting near an open window.
Oh, that's good. In Chicago?
Right, you don't have to add the traffic sounds, they'll just be there.
Sweet. Maybe some
drunk dudes outside shouting.
So listen
to
what we should do. Instead of adding the sounds in after, we should just call people and have them leave their phone by the window.
And not talk?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, we'd talk over it, and then that's less editing you have to do. Don't have to go to a park to record this.
Right.
Yeah, no, they can't talk. No, we could, like, if maybe they're, like, vacuuming or, like, watering the plants, we could have that as background noise. I don't know. What do you think?
Right. Or operating heavy machinery, or...
Yeah.
Or if I'm sitting near my iBook talking very loudly, as I do.
Yeah, we can not mix that down, so, well, we're screwed.
Oops.
What did you eat?
Today?
Well, just now.
We made stale bread soup for dinner with John Campbell, and then we had ice cream.
The internet's John Campbell?
Yeah, John Campbell, comma, famous person.
Oh, yes.
Is over at my house right now in the room.
Did you have soup intentionally because the heir to the fortune soup magnate was...
What are you talking about?
Yeah, we came up with a whole new joke about his last name that he's never heard before, actually, and it was Soup.
Soup.
Yep, there it is.
What a dumbass. Him, not you.
Oh.
No. Brian, not me. Go on. Stale bread soup.
We actually cooked the soup, though. We made it, which was exciting.
Okay.
And,
did you have any spoiled milk bread?
No.
Is it just a piece of garbage?
No. But we had treats, frozen dessert, which is not really ice cream, but...
Is it made of
it's
tofu?
Delicious. No. It is dairy, but... It's not ice cream. I think it's kind of like frozen yogurt, but they just don't call it that because that was popular like in the 80s. So
right. They
just like renamed it. I think it's the same thing. People in New York have Tasty D Light, DEE-LITE, and I think it's the same thing. Right.
Oh, Brian, you got to learn that bass line, dude.
Sure.
That one. All right.
Doom, 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 doom. Do you want to say hi?
Yeah. I'll do that.
Hi. Hey,
who's that? What the? What the? What the?
That was God.
Who was that?
That was what?
That was Tom.
What? Oh, we fucking...
My boyfriend, Tom McHenry.
We,
Maybe you've mentioned him on the show.
We've ruined our streak of having... Not having Tom on the show for 37 episodes.
Tauntaun McHenry.
Oh, my goodness. All the hits.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, now that we've had Tom on the show, we can finish.
Finally hang it all up and...
By finish, I mean... Finally ejaculate.
Ew.
After all these years.
How is Tom doing? What's Tom doing? What's he wearing?
Yeah, what's the Tom update? We should have a Tom update, weekly Tom update.
Yeah.
But not from him.
Right.
Right. By proxy. He's drawing in the other room. He and John Campbell are drawing comics.
This guy's drawing comics.
It's not Monday through Friday.
Yeah, they are maybe even doing more than two panels. And John, in fact, was out of the grind over a year ago. But, yeah, Tom is trying to learn how to draw teen television dramas. So he was watching DVDs of The OC and My So-Called Life.
Not because he enjoys it, but only for research.
Both. Oh, I mean, the OC is pretty ridiculous.
No,
we especially watched Welcome to the OC, bitch, which is the best line of the whole show. Comes in the second episode.
That's true. That, I used to watch that show. And,
yeah, second season sucks, though.
Yeah, it got really, really bad. You know who else watched that show? I bet, I bet Jamie DeGailey watches it.
Yeah, I bet he did.
Yeah, I bet he likes it.
Yeah, but I don't think he looks at it. I think it's right in there with 20 Ounce Mouse and... Tangles in there.
The OC has the worst fucking animation I've ever seen. The character designs are terrible. And anytime they talk about comics, I just cringe.
Yeah, it's really bad.
It's a character who's into comics, and you know, like, you have to commend them for actually making a guy who's like, well, he's a nerd, but he's pretty cool, and you're supposed to like him and all that. And he's into comics, so that's good for comics. Except when they're like, oh, the big rep from Fantagraphics. Come and look at your superhero book, and then she's like this super bitchy, like super business lady. You're like, what the? Fantagraphics? What have you done?
Superhero book.
Right, and they name check all these guys, but they do it kind of wrong.
Yeah, they're like Brian Michael Bendy.
No, they always call him Brian Bendis. They never say Brian Michael Bendis, which I've never heard him referred to as anything fewer than three names.
I always call him Brian Austin Green.
No, that's not true. I've never heard two names, but one name is often more heard than the three.
And that name is Mobius.
No, well, just Bendis. Don't people just say Bendis?
Bendis.
Right, but
hey,
saying...
Yo, Bendis!
Saying Brian Bendis is kind of strange, and they just, I don't know, they just do it in a really stupid way. That Christmas episode with the two girls and like Summer wears the Wonder Woman costume, it's supposed to be super sexy even though she's like 15, but then the other girl, Anna. I know, Anna, right? She makes him a book, and that, like, it doesn't win his heart, and it makes me upset because she put a lot more effort into it.
True. But really what she should have done is worn the fucking Princess Leia buns.
And then they could have fought, and that would have been hot.
Awesome.
But,
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Television, look into it.
If it's not drawn by someone or something, I can't watch real TV, man.
Yeah, really?
No.
Do you like real TV with Ahmad Rashad?
No. I liked it better with Craig Ferguson.
Did he do it?
No.
No. Now, Ahmad Rashad, Ahmad Rashad always introduces himself like we're supposed to know who he is. Did he used to do something before that show?
Didn't he host a game show or something?
Well, that's hardly any. It seems like he should be a famous person. We're like, oh, and now he's hosting the show, right on. But it always comes across like I'm supposed to know who he is.
Ahmad Rashad, famous person.
Who's the guy who did the VH1 Bands Reunited show?
I don't know.
I think it was him.
Really?
Sure.
Maybe it was Tom Bergeron.
Maybe it was...
That guy's from Canada. Did you know that?
No. Oh, Brian, I have the closing joke, just so you know.
All right, let's do it. Does it have to do with...
Canada?
All right. Yeah. Does it have to do with the body shop?
What do
you guys got that? Do you guys have body shop down there?
where you buy like lotion and shit.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you guys have soap?
Brian.
Yes.
Oh wait, no, Sarah.
Yes.
Yeah.
What? What do Canadians?
Oh, come on now.
Call.
This is funny, you guys. No, you guys. You guys.
It's gonna
no,
be. It's gonna be
no.
Hockey.
No, no.
Or
no,
maple syrup.
No, mm-hmm. It's not. It's mm-hmm. not. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
What,
okay.
What do Canadians call hamburgers? Don't guess. Just say what.
Okay. I don't know, Phil. What?
Tidy Joe's.
Okay. I don't really get why that relates specifically to
no, like Sloppy Joe's, but clean.
I get it.
I just got it.
I get it, but I don't understand why that's a...
Because you guys don't use soap.
What?
Because Canada's supposed to be clean or something. I don't know. There's fucking litter all over this shithole.
Yeah, but there's vomit all over the shithole.
Gross.
People around here be making
dude,
food
who
out of garbage.
On my shithole. I vomited on someone's mic hole.
You got your vomit in my shithole. You got your shithole in my vomit.
You got your shit in my vomit hole. Oh, fucking shit in my vomit hole. Where's my keys?
All right, we're coming up on an hour, Brian.
Oh, God. Well, that's good. We crammed two guests in. They were both girls.
Yeah.
And we're good for the year.
Yep.
Yeah. Your sausage to taco ratio is even.
My goodness. We didn't even talk about any My Little Ponies. Ponies, hardly. Oh, my God.
Oh, am I supposed to drop the C-bomb?
Sure. Go for it.
I'm not going to. I just wondered if I was supposed to.
No, because one time Sarah was like, "You guys talk. You guys see this here. Let me do an impression of you."
Okay, we can compare them. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. How do I sound? Tell me what I sound like.
I can't do it now. Do which impression?
No, go ahead. Do it. Do all their Sarah voice. That's good.
Do all Sarah voice now.
You're such a dick.
Right, do my voice. Do my voice, Brian.
So, you guys like to.
So you guys like to talk about the G.I. Joe quite a bit, and I know it's that not everybody likes to, doesn't always enjoy the toys from the 1980s.
Who doesn't?
It's not that I don't enjoy it, I just don't know what you're talking about, so
I
just sort of...
I would prefer if you guys talked about some Rainbow Bright.
That's not even true. You could just... you can talk about G.I. Joe all you like, I'm just going to kind of stop listening.
You want us to talk about the girl G.I. Joes? Hey. What? Yeah.
My brother?
You're trying to... Yeah?
My brother?
Spore?
He had...
Spore Redmond.
Yeah. He, one of his toys when we was growing up, one of our favorite toys of his that was ours, he had a Rainbow Bright oven. It was like a metal oven, you know? It was like, you know, a little half-size oven with the plastic.
You put the Rainbow Bright figures in it?
No. It wasn't like that. No, it was like a toy oven that had Rainbow Bright graphics all over it. And we had a ton of fake food and stuff that we used to pretend to cook. We make like stale plastic soup and
I had one of those. Yeah, it's got like a little light bulb in it and a little heart shaped pan.
Did not make food. This was like a regular oven shaped.
Just for melting things.
It produced no heat at all. It was not battery operated in any way.
Oh, it was fake. Okay.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
Why?
What good is it?
Well, we had a real squeaky door, and you could.
Did he have a whole fake kitchen setup?
No, just the oven. It was in our bedroom.
Because I had a whole Fisher-Price kitchen. I had a fridge, I had a stove, I had a sink, I had a toaster, I had an iron.
Did you have the fake plastic food?
Yes. Like a little plastic egg, and you crack it open, and a little plastic scrambled egg comes out.
A little plastic chicken.
Yeah. One in 1,000.
Only?
What?
Is it 1,000?
What, when you get the blood egg?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Seems a lot less common than 1,000.
I don't know.
I've probably eaten 1,000 eggs this week. Well,
I remember the first
one.
Time I heard about the allotted parts per million of ratchet and cornflakes or whatever. I was like, man, some dude who gets that box, you know, that one box that's all ratchet is going to be fucking pissed.
Well, it's easy then because you could just throw that away
or
and
just
get another one.
One flake of ratchet, I guess. I don't know. Like, how would you feel if you found a one perfect cornflake made completely of ratchet at the end of the bowl?
I would like one that was completely made out of ironhide.
Iron ore?
Optimus.
What? Oh.
Ratchet. Yes, remember the ambulance?
I always get Spencer to tell me to catch it in my mouth. He's like, catch it in your mouth.
It sure did, son.
Yep. All right, we're coming up on 30 megs.
Yeah,
here, so.
We better go.
Oh, okay.
So we'll do it again.
We gotta do our closing ceremonies.
Oh, okay.
Are you?
Oh, bye.
Fetus.
That's good. That's fucking dumb.
What?
What? I'm gonna duplicate all that echo shit. That's gonna be great.
Oh yeah, of course.
Stretch it out.
Of course. Stretch it all out. So?
What? No, I'm really cutting off when you said penis.
Oh, you didn't have a joke?
What?
I thought you had a joke.
It was the fucking tiny joke.
Oh, that was it? Oh God, that was. Did you make that up on your own?
Obviously. Nobody.
Okay, well, good. Because if you heard that from somebody, I'd be like, that's not a very good joke.
You heard it from me.
Yeah.
What are you typing? What are you doing? You've been so distracted this whole show.
No. I was bored.
Sport?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm just gonna cut all this air stuff out.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
She's so fucking loud.
Yeah, we can just tell her that.
Like, oh, we could. No, our sensitive audio equipment could not.
If we turned down the volume, then you wouldn't be able to hear me.
Yeah.
And fucking no one would listen then. You'd be like, Brian's not in this show. I'm not listening to that shit.
Yep.
He's the reason I tune in.
Tune in.
But
nothing's.
You can tune it.
All right, I'm hitting stop. Oh, say the last secret funny thing, even though I don't know what it is.
The last secret funny thing?
Hmm?
I don't know what it is.
Make one up.
You know how, do you guys have that Ritter Sport chocolate? You know that stuff?
No.
It's like Swiss chocolate, it's called Ritter Sport.
Sport chocolate?
No, seriously. Here, let me find it for you.
No, that's not that.
No, no, no.
I'm hanging
out. No, it's... No, no, no. No, look.
Look.
Look at...
Dude, I turned my monitor off to do the show. I'm a fucking professional.
Oh, really? How do you see anything?
I don't.
No. See, it's this chocolate called Ritter Sport from Germany or Switzerland or something. Germany. And there's a whole bunch of different kinds. But I'm thinking, like, sport chocolate.
Yeah, I just... Oh, yeah.
Why do you want to do that?
What?
That's not a joke or anything. I was just thinking about that.
Okay. For best resorts. Resorts. Stole cooler and dry.
What?
Hazelnut. Nougat. Yogurt. Milk chocolate. Marzipan. Raisin nut. Butter biscuit.